From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. President Donald Trump was in Georgia yesterday to survey the damage from Hurricane Michael. The storm has killed at least 17 people. Many more are expected to be dead who are missing. Michael also ravaged Georgia's agriculture industry, splitting decades-old pecan trees down the middle and stripping cotton plants across thousands of acres in South Georgia. FEMA says the true cost of the devastation will not be clear for some time. We're going to check in with some growers in the area in just a moment, but first we have Georgia Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black on the line. Commissioner Black, thank you for speaking with us.
Yes, thanks for helping us tell the story to our citizens, because it is a serious one, and it's going to require all of us to get Georgia restored properly.
Well, you did tour the damage in southwest Georgia and said our worst thoughts were realized. So for people who aren't farmers on the ground there, what does it look like?
Well, we lead the nation. I told the president yesterday, we lead the nation in pecan production and peanut production, forest products production. We lead leaders in cotton and vegetables, but unfortunately, we lead in destruction. Mm. It's severe, catastrophic damage in pecan, in our forests with the fall vegetables with cotton, and it's very much unprecedented. We've been up several times. We've been capturing video and stills for quite a bit of Atlanta media is using, and we're grateful that we're going to continue to keep that fresh so that all of our citizens can see what our farm families and rural communities are going through. We got to realize the ripple effect through these communities will be felt, and it's really I've been saying for a week it is a generational impact, particularly with some of my friends on the phone here, because they're with pecan, and it truly is a devastating time, and we've got to find solutions and find them quickly.
Well, we'll be speaking in just a moment with Randy Hudson and Mark Peel, who are growers, respectively, of cotton and pecan trees. But Governor Nathan Deal did issue an emergency declaration before Michael hit. President Trump declared a disaster in several Georgia counties. So what did these kind of proclamations do to help get aid to Georgia farmers?
Well, those are steps that you take. What I've spoken with Secretary Perdue, we've been together the last 2 days, and we'll be together again today. This is beyond any normal disaster declaration and freeing up Small Business Administration loans. We're going to have the attention of Congress. However we term it, use it with existing USDA programs to have some disaster relief with our farmers. But long term, there are issues with debt restructuring that we're talking about. I've got a bankers summit, two bankers meetings already set up, and a summit next week to try to think about what thoughts have we never thought before about what would a relief package look like with debt restructuring, working with our local banks, because you just don't have a magic wand to make this go away. There are the long-term impacts to the families, but these farmers have got to have plans going forward next year. We got to have cleanup. We've got to get prepared for 2019 there's going to be stress on local banks, stress on the farm credit system. And so I'm hopeful that whatever disaster package we're ultimately to work with Congress on and work with the administration, will have something to do with how do we restructure our debt. And the president could not have been more gracious, could not have been more. I was able to introduce him personally to 15 different farmers. We had arranged yesterday after his tour of the Red Cross, and he really does, the commitment and his charge to the secretary yesterday, and I'd have to let him speak to that, but was genuine, and it was making sure that we're going to have the full effort of this federal government to address the needs of Georgia.
Well, we did talk to a number of farmers to prepare for this segment. Many told us that they had not seen any sign of GEMA, the Georgia Emergency Management Agency, not your agency. But how do you address farmers who say we need to see more people from the state on the ground lending a hand?
Well, ma'am, I don't know how to characterize who you ask what, but I can tell you the Georgia Emergency Management Agency and the State Operations Center has been at work for 8 days. This was open long before. I can't speak to GEMA people on the ground. I know what our team has been doing. We've been working with poultry owners. There were 94 poultry houses that were destroyed.
Yeah, it looks like about 2 million chickens from the figures I've seen.
Yeah, maybe. There's lots of numbers out there, but where the long-time issue here is the destruction of the structures and the infrastructure for the farm family. And what we're working there is we have disposal issues to deal with, but there's a big one of the big challenges right now is with each one of those structures, you can't do anything to them, or you can't move forward until you have the answers from insurance adjusters, and those come from private insurance companies. And so that's nothing, the state doesn't have anything to do with that. I have people on the ground right now that are helping farmers step by step in this process. We've got some opportunities to burn structures. We have opportunities to bury and, you know, working with EPD. There's a lot of moving parts there. Likewise, we've got people on the ground. We've got to make sure that the integrity of the food supply for all of our citizens. We had over 900 licensed facilities, food processors, retail establishments, you know, like convenience stores and grocery stores. And some of them lost power, some of them didn't, some of them have damage, some of them don't. But we've been working, our rapid response team's been on the ground since the wind stopped blowing to start these assessments. And so that we can, and that's a very important public health responsibility that we take very seriously. So that plus 14 animal shelters that private and public entities that we've been working for, we're very fortunate that that was not really an overrun situation. I think we maybe had about 200 occupants at the highest number that I saw. But we have full commitment of the state government and the federal government, and to work step by step with every producer.
Well, Commissioner, I know you're busy trying to get to it. So I really thank you for your time.
You're very kind. Thank you for helping us tell this story, because it's very important for all of Georgia to understand the gravity of the situation for rural Georgia. And we're just very grateful that count on us to continue to provide you the facts on the ground. And we'll speak as often as you care to, if that helps promote getting the message out to the public. And we just appreciate the public's patience and understanding, and we're going to work together to make sure we get Georgia back rolling.
Well, Commissioner Black, thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you.